Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can be here on this Tuesday night together from many different places, just ready to dive in and learn a little bit more about you. I just want to ask that anything I share tonight is coming straight from you and from what you say in the Bible and not from myself. Just use me as a vessel and help something I say to reach someone here. Help me to know what to say that would reach the people here. And just allow the Holy Spirit to fill our lives in a special way as we go through the rest of our week. We love you so much and we can't wait to see you soon. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we are in Hebrews 1 today. And I wanted to do Hebrews for my Tuesday nights because I was realizing that I see a lot of parallel between what was going on in the New Testament when Hebrews was written and also what we're seeing in the world today. So the book of Hebrews is in the New Testament, and some people think that it was written by Paul. We don't know for sure, but there's a good chance that it was written by Paul. And as we're starting out, I'm just going to read a couple verses, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and then I have a couple questions that I actually will put out, and I want to hear from you guys. So we'll just see how it goes tonight. So starting off in chapter 1 of Hebrews, we're going to look at verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word." So when we look at Hebrews, to give some context, this was a time when the people had Jesus come, they'd experienced him, some people believed in him, some didn't. But for the most part, they still struggled with giving Jesus the authority that he actually deserved. So for example, if you went up to somebody in Hebrews and asked them for advice, they were still more likely to tell you something that Abraham said or something that Moses said than something that Jesus said. So even though Jesus was the Son of God, and some people thought, yeah, you know, I think Jesus is the Son of God. I realize Jesus is the Son of God. They were still very much relying on the culture and the tradition of things from Moses and the things that we see in Leviticus. Some evidence of this is the fact that we still had sacrifices. We still had people, following what the Pharisees were saying. And you're going to see Hebrews address that as we go through the 13 chapters of the book. They're going to call out some of that stuff to be like, listen, I know this is how you used to do it, but here's what Jesus did and how that applies now. And I think this is relevant because I think for us in the earth today and in the world today, we also cling to the culture or to the things that we were raised learning in school or the things that our families were teaching us. And we don't always take a step back and realize, okay, I'm doing this because of what Jesus says. And I think even in the secular world, we struggle with letting go of things that we see in science, things that we see in the media. We give that stuff more authority sometimes than what Jesus tells us. Even as Christians, when we believe in Jesus and we accept Jesus, we still say, well, I believe in Jesus, but I also want to know, what does the scientific world say? Or what does, you know, my favorite celebrity say about this? Or, you know, so there's some struggle there. And I think that's very similar to the people in Hebrews, what they were going through. They were struggling as well with accepting what Jesus said over what was happening in the world. So we're going to go ahead and look through here. This whole first chapter talks about the supernatural world. It talks about the creation of earth, and it even touches on the angels. I don't know about you guys, but the last time I really gave a lot of thought to angels was really when I was a kid. I thought a lot about my guardian angel. And I think as I got older, I kind of forget sometimes about that world of angels that we have surrounding us and watching us. But here in the beginning of the book of Hebrews, we're reminded that there's so much more happening in the universe than just what we're seeing and thinking about. So for example, it says in verse 5, "For which of the angels did God ever say, 'You are my son, today I have become your father,' or again, 'I will be his father and he will be my son'? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, 'Let all God's angels worship him.'" So we are seeing a distinction between Jesus and angels. And we're also seeing that the angels are watching. The angels are watching what's happening in earth. They are watching this progression of Jesus from heaven down back into humanity. And they're playing a role. They play a role in things that are going on. As we're moving down in this chapter, we also see a reminder of when the earth was created. So it says in verse 10, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." So we're reminded that God is the creator of everything. And I think this is really useful for us to remember right now, because we're in this pandemic, and it's very easy when you're stuck in your house and you're stuck looking at the news and everything is negative and scary and overwhelming. It's very easy to forget that there's a whole universe, there's a God, there's a whole lot of stuff going on outside of just what we're facing. And I think Hebrews chapter 1 kind of gives us like a humble check, like something to keep us humble, because it reminds us that we're kind of insignificant. We don't have the power that we sometimes wish we had or that we think we need. So when we're moving down in here, it says, verse 11, "They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end." So in some regards, feeling helpless can be very overwhelming and something that we don't like to think about. But in other ways, it can be very comforting. Because right now, while we're going through everything that we're going through, we're able to take a step back and say, "I can give this to God. I can give this to the creator of the universe. I don't have to worry about knowing everything. I don't have to worry about, what if I didn't wash my hands enough? What if I didn't do this enough?" Of course, we want to try our best to protect ourselves and take care of our families. But at the end of the day, we have to remember that we don't have all the power. So in the comments right now, I want you guys to share with me your favorite superhero. We're going to shift gears just for a second. Type in the comments your favorite superhero. For me, it's going to be Spider-Man. So shout out to all the people that might like Spider-Man. And lucky for me, I am married and my husband kind of looks like Peter Parker, so I'm not mad. I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, I'm seeing Captain America, Batman, Iron Man, The Flash, Doctor Strange. Ooh, Doctor Strange is very interesting. Spider-Man, yeah, of course. Spider-Man's awesome. Oh, good one. Medical workers fighting for the world. Yeah, they are definitely superheroes. Wonder Woman. Yep, very good. Wolverine. Wow, I love the diversity. You guys are great. Oh, my dad, that's so sweet. Yeah, so when we think of superheroes, we often think of kind of supernatural. We think of having powers. When you watch a superhero movie, Yoda, yes, or Star Wars, when you watch a superhero movie, you often try to relate to the hero. But when we look at a superhero movie and we think about our own lives in the world, the reality is we're actually a lot less like the superhero, and we're a lot more like the people in the movie that are died and they get killed off in like 5 seconds. I know you know who I'm talking about. There's like this big epic scene, and there's all these people in the street and they're running around and they're scared and think bad things are happening. And you might see one person in a frame for 2 seconds and then they get wiped out by like a boulder or something. That is kind of our situation at times in the world. We're not very super, unfortunately. Someday we may be, as children of God. I believe that when we go to heaven, that's when we're going to really, you know, get to fully fulfill some of the things that we might want to fulfill. But the reality is the superhero role is filled by God. It's filled by Jesus. And sometimes we try to fill it with other things. We try to convince ourselves that we are filling that role. We're convincing ourselves that we have that strength. But it's really Jesus who has that strength. And that's what Hebrews is trying to tell us. It's trying to tell us that no matter what, we need to be able to depend on God because Jesus is greater. And I think if I could sum up this whole little talk for chapter 1, it would simply be that phrase that Jesus is greater. He's greater than our fears. He's greater than the things that we're seeing in the world. And when we are able to be humble and recognize, I can't do anything about this, but Jesus can, that's when things are going to get maybe a bit more peaceful for us. Okay, I have a couple questions. I really want to encourage you guys, when you get the chance, if you plan on tuning in on Tuesdays, try to read the chapter of Hebrews that we're going to be in either ahead of time, or you can read it right after we get off the call, because there's a lot of really good stuff in there. I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor for some questions that we can answer. And I think the way, because we have a lot of people in here, I think the way that I want to do it is, if you would like to be unmuted, put a capital X in the chat. And I guess, I think Tim has the power. So he will unmute you and I will call on the name of the person whose X I saw to answer the question. So our first question, as we're thinking about kind of our role in the universe and kind of what Hebrews is talking about in chapter one, it says, how does it make you feel when you think about your helplessness in the grand scheme of things? So how do you feel when you realize you can't fill the superhero role? All right, I'm seeing Simon. Go for it, Simon.
Hey, Matthew, actually, that's my last name. Simpson.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Well, Simmons is my last name, but how it makes me feel to not, I guess, not be in control, it humbles me to know who my source is, to know that God is my source, and it's not, you know, and I can't do it in my own strength. So I kind of get a lot of humility out of that. Like, if I'm not in control, because I like to be in control, and if I'm not in control of something, I get, you know, frustrated or irritated, but it just reminds me that it's God that is in control, not me. He works through me, and he's my ultimate provider.
Yeah, absolutely. I can really relate to that, Matthew. Thank you for sharing that. Do we have one more? I think I see Reggie. Go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, kind of what Matthew said, I feel very confident and involved knowing that I don't have to worry that someone's going to fight my battles.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a relief. I think sometimes... I know I have friends and people who reach out to me and they say, oh, I don't know how you could believe in God, like to believe that God's like, you know, towering over you. I don't know how you could deal with that. Like, I want to feel like I have a power or an authority in me. And I think they kind of miss out. They don't realize that, yeah, he's towering over me in a sense, but he's really like my protection. And so when I'm here going through something like a pandemic, or when I lose a friend, or when I see these bad things happening, It's rough, and it's good to acknowledge that I feel pain, but it's also awesome to be able to say, I'm feeling this, this is rough, but I don't have to worry about this. I can give this to God. So I totally agree with that. He is our protector. Okay, next question. Let's let Devisha answer before we hop to the next question.
Devisha.
Yes, I feel relieved. I don't know, it's kind of a difference with what everyone else is feeling. You know, we live in a world where we have to fix everything and we have to be concerned with everyone else's pain. It's kind of relieving to know that I don't have to worry because there's someone who's in charge. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Feeling relieved. Absolutely. Yeah, I like that word. I like these words, guys. Protector, feeling relieved. Okay, next question is going to be, how can our weaknesses be used to glorify God? How can our weaknesses be used to glorify God? Florence.
Can you hear me now? It's actually Hastings. I'm using my mom. I logged in and it was like,
oh man, you guys are killing me.
So nice to meet you. It's Hastings. I'm sorry, guys. Well, I mean, I think tying in with this question, with what everyone else has said before, I think our weakness, especially I think with when I think about my weaknesses, it's almost like, I don't know, it's like when I get to a point where I just reflect it back to God, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when I get to a situation, especially at this term of school, where I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. But then I look back, I'm like, okay, God has me. It's like he takes the fear, the anxiety away, because I know, like, you know what? Irregardless, God has me, you know?
Yeah, no, I really like that. Thank you for sharing. I think for me personally, I've been reflecting a lot on like the times in history that we've been through already. So like when I was growing up, I'm 25. So I grew up and it was 9/11 when I was a little kid. And I just remember like the world stopped when 9/11 happened. And it was really scary. And kind of there was kind of a similar sense in the media as what we're going through right now. But being able to look back and see like 9/11 happened, here's like how it went. But look where we got. You know, we were able to recover. We were able to grow. Things were able to get better. And I think it's important for us to recognize that, you know, in the world and also, like you said, personally, like talking about your school year, that's a really great example. So thank you for that. Okay, someone else. Okay, I don't know what this name is, but I'm going to try. Sun Woosh Him.
Yeah, that's me. I actually go by Sunny.
Sunny. Hi, Sunny.
It's a lot easier. Hi. I think maybe in a way it's like it exemplifies how anyone who's ever accomplished anything only did so because God permitted them. So in a way, it exemplifies God's strength and mercy in a way. For example, the people of Israel in the Old Testament, and at certain points of their history, they were able to accomplish tremendous things. And I think it kind of went to their head. They had this complex of like, we're the chosen people, we're all that. And God had to remind them at a certain point, I was the one who chose you. And I didn't choose you because you were the greatest. I chose you for the exact opposite reason. You were the lowest of the low. You were like, you know, that kid that wasn't cool, who was like, kind of just like looked over and very insignificant. And they were only able to achieve what they achieved because God was on their side. And so it was sort of like, I don't know, like the fact that he was able to take this castaway, insignificant child and turn it into this great nation was like, it showed his power. So, you know, I guess it's a good reminder for me individually and for everyone else that like, we might think that we got something on our own strength and merit, but it's really because God permits it. And in the blink of an eye, he could literally take it all away.
Yeah, I think that I could really relate to that. I know for me, with everything happening with the pandemic here in Atlanta, we're on a pretty strict lockdown. So my day-to-day kind of ended. You know, I couldn't go do my hobbies anymore. I couldn't do certain things I used to really love doing. And to be stuck at home, literally unable to do those things. I remember the first day I was really mad. I was mad about it. And then I realized there's so much that we take for granted. There's so many things that, you know, just every day they happen that seems easy. We're so used to it. But really, like you said, it's a blessing. It's good for us to recognize even the little things as blessings. And I also think of people's talents, you know, it's good to stay humble because our talents, you know, God gave them to us and they're amazing. They're wonderful. They're good to be recognized, but the best way to recognize them is by using them for him. So I love what you said. Okay. We are almost out of time. I'm going to go ahead and take one more person and then we're going to have a word of prayer and close up for tonight. One more person want to share how our weaknesses can glorify God. I'm seeing good chats. Does anybody want to speak? Does anybody actually want to talk for us? Go for it, Daniel.
Yeah, just because my family is from LA, so I was listening to some stations there, and then there's a rabbi talking about coping, and one of the things about Psalms 23:4 is like, he's talking about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and what's interesting that we figured is like, shadows imply light.
Yep.
Because without the shadow, there's light. So, and the thing is, like, it's walked through. It's not like we stopped in the middle. So even though this pandemic is kind of like a big thing and probably going to last, I don't know, maybe a while, we just have to remember that there is an end to this. And kind of same thing. Through the valley, there's always hope at the end. And I think that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah. No, that's a good, I love what you said about the light. You know, without the light, there would be no shadows, and also walking through it. Love that. Well, what a great way to wrap things up. I think we're going to end on that comment. That was a kind of a perfect closing. Please drop your prayer requests in the chat. If there are any, obviously I know we're all praying for this COVID-19, but anything specific that you're willing to share that you want to mention. Thank you, Jennifer, for your chats. Thank you guys for the stuff you're writing. Obviously I'm talking, I can't read it all, but this is great. Very great. Yes, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Yeah, essential employees, people that are still out in the workforce right now. Very scary, but we also like so needed. So thank you very much for your service right now. Also job loss. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spoke with a couple of people today that lost their jobs. Very, very hard, tough. Okay, go ahead and keep, you can keep dropping them in there. I'm going to go ahead and pray just because we are unfortunately running out of time. But feel free to continue to drop those in, guys. Make sure you take a moment to read those. Dear Holy Father, I just want to lift up this group of people today. Thank you so much that we just could pause briefly in our schedule and whatever we've got going on and spend time with you. Thank you for reminding us that in our weaknesses, you are able to become greater and to really show us that you're in control and that we don't have to do it on our own. We don't have to depend on our own strength, and that can be a relief. Please be with all the prayer requests that are dropping in the chat right now, God. Be with people who have jobs, be with people who don't have jobs, as they deal with the different fears that come with both of those situations. Be with everybody, their families, the things that are happening. Just whatever is on our heart, God, you know it and you see it. And we bring it to you and we say, here it is, God. Please take it and do with it what you see best fit. We love you so much, and we can't wait to see you soon. In Jesus' name, amen.